Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Friday, my friends. Welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And we begin, of course, with the news that the Saudi-backed takeover of Newcastle United has been completed. Hurrah! The consortium has ended owner Mike Ashley's 14-year spell in charge at St James's Park. We'll hear from some former players, including Jermaine Genus and cult hero Lee Clark. But first, this is how the news unfolded on TalkSport.
TalkSport breaking news.
The Mike Ashley years at Newcastle United are over. The Saudi-led takeover at St James's Park has been approved by the Premier League. The club has been sold to the consortium with immediate effect. Newcastle takeover completed.
This is the best day of my life. I'm 39 years old and this is the best day of my life. This is what we've waited for so long. Amanda's wanted this for 4 years. We've wanted this for 4 years and it's finally come true.
Money! Get away!
Firstly, how are you feeling? I mean, I just said there when I was introducing you, Newcastle now the richest club in world football. I'm sure that hasn't even sunk in yet, has it?
Ah, oh, it's spine tingling when you hear that. Unbelievable. Got our club back for 14 years. It's been nothing. It's been a shell. It's been hollow. And the only thing big about the club in the last 14 years has been the support.
I was there under Bobby Robson playing in the Champions League with players like Alan Shearer, Gary Speed, Bellamy Dyer. You know, we had a proper team that was, you know, we was up there. I think we finished third in the Premier League 1 year. We're challenging for a period of time. Like I said, big Champions League nights. Inter Milan, Juve, Barca coming to town.
Shearer, it's a good jump. It's Kieran Dyer. Past Ben Wondren. Oh, and Dyer blocked. Bellamy, it's in!
It just vanished. It just absolutely vanished. So if the money comes in, I'm just hoping for some great times back at St James's Park because those fans thoroughly deserve it.
Oh, my day. Can you believe it? It is absolutely bonkers. I'm rich. Rich beyond my wildest dreams.
Show me the money!
So what does it mean for manager Steve Bruce? Well, former Magpie, not literally, Warren Barton, expects him to be moved on. And the Daily Telegraph's Luke Edwards believes Brucey, nice to see you, will walk away from Newcastle now the takeover has gone through.
If you heard all they got to say, you look but turn away, just walk away, walk away.
He's always said if this takeover happened, it was the best thing for the football club. He would have no problems with it. And it was really interesting that last night, even though he's sitting there thinking he's probably days are numbered now in the job, his first thought was this is good for the football club.
When I think of Newcastle, I think of someone vibrant, passionate, exciting, wanting to express themselves. I don't see that from the manager. And I respect Steve as a wonderful player. He's obviously, his resume as a coach is been good. But is it right for my club? Is he right to take my club forward, to take Newcastle to where we want to be? I don't see that.
I've been looking at Antonio Conte or a Mancini. Mancini, I say, because he's used to working with people with high demands. I ain't Man City. Working with top players and he delivered success. And Conte is just a serial winner, isn't he? Wherever he goes, he wins the title and he works great with players. He's already done it in England.
I think it's the perfect opportunity to bring Jose Mourinho back. If there's one thing that guy knows how to do is build a winning side when he's given a blank check.
I'm joking, are you serious?
If you remember when he was at Spurs and they used to go back to Newcastle, he always said he loved the fans, he loved the stadium. You know, the old relationship with Bobby Robson.
The first thing I would hope we did was get rid of our manager and get somebody in. Who that is, I mean, I'm very nostalgic. He's probably too old now, but I'd love to see Kevin Keegan just for this interim period.
Honestly, I will love it if we beat them. Love it.
On to my show now. Andy Goldstein's Drive Time, alongside Darren Bent, and some of the callers suggesting which players might be arriving on Tyneside in the not-too-distant future, man! Excuse me.
I put TalkSport on this morning at 7 o'clock and I've been sat on the edge of my chair at work all day waiting for this news. So absolutely buzzing is what we are now like.
Oh, the laugh at the end was absolutely brilliant.
So we're talking about shopping lists. Isn't Salah out of contract at the end of the season?
Yeah, we said that.
So's Mbappe.
Yeah, we could. So well, there you go. There's two just to get us started in January.
In towards Holland, we have our first goal of the return of the Bundesliga, and who else would score it but Erling Haaland?
Haaland, I think the long term, I think he's aggressive. He scores goals. He's right up my alley. He's someone that I would like to have. I think you haven't got to worry about his temperament. You haven't got to worry because of his upbringing with his dad, and he knows England and the philosophy.
You start looking at the likes of Sterling. All of a sudden, the Harry Kane situation now. You start looking at that going, okay. Newcastle might be willing to go to maybe a sum that Manchester City didn't want to go to for Harry Kane. Say it was 200 million and Manchester City went, they might, as a splash line, and go, you know what, bang, 200 million on the table, just to test the water, see what's going to happen. What's the point in having all that money and then bringing in... You need to go big statement.
Yeah, a centre-half or a right-back.
That's exactly what Manchester City did. They got the money and bang. They tried to hijack Berbatov at the last minute, but they got Rabinho, remember?
Yeah.
They need to go big. Big.
$100 billion.
The big thing for Newcastle fans is you've got rid of Mike now. If you're talking about morality, then the Premier League will have an answer to this if they want to go down the morality clause. But they're never going to go down that clause because that ship has already sailed. There's arguments about the reasons other club owners are in place, so you can't run that argument against Newcastle. What does it mean? It means that it puts more pressure on other sides. The Arsenals of the world are going to have to look over their shoulder at another potential rival.
I usually have a fishy on a little dishy. You shall have a salmon when the board comes in.
This season, I'd love nothing more to see them get relegated. Honestly, I would love nothing more to see them get relegated this season.
Oh, come on.
Oh, it would be hilarious to see them get relegated. Would you not think that?
No.
Bearing in mind the money that's been spent, bearing in mind what's happened, the takeover's taken, but I would love nothing more than Newcastle this season to get relegated.
Now, this weekend, TalkSport brings you live and exclusive radio commentary of Tyson Fury's heavyweight trilogy bout with Deontay Wilder on Saturday evening from 1 a.m, although sort of Sunday morning, if you know what I mean. We'll hear from Tyson's father, John, as well as another John Knee in Johnny Nelson. That doesn't work. But first, this is the former cruiserweight champion, Tony Bellew, with a word of warning for the Gypsy King.
Meet the new boss, same as the old.
Kind of once in a lifetime, once in a career times that happens, you get him off the floor. I mean, let's be honest, he rose like The Undertaker in WrestleMania, and that's 12th round the way he got up.
You can't go swimming and not get wet. And I got wet. I got drenched, actually.
They don't happen for you many times. I mean, I had a couple of times in my career where that happened for me. Owen McKenzie dropped me flat on my face in the first round, and you'd have to climb up and literally drag yourself up. But he can't continue to do that, mate, especially a man of his size and his weight. It's not good for him, and it's not going to be good for his longevity in the sport. So he'll want to just have a clean-cut victory. He'll want to beat Deontay Wilder up, but he must stay switched on for every second of every round. Like we've touched on before, Tyson Fury can be winning every second of every round, and Deontay Wilder only has to win a couple of seconds of one round, and that's the end of the fight.
His grandfather was the Gypsy King. His uncle was the Gypsy King.
We don't do losing.
You can take one look at Tyson, see the mentality he's got for this fight, see where his head's at with his 100% focus. He's worked harder than ever. Wilder just can't win unless he has a streak of luck. I can look at his body language. I've watched all the press conferences. He absolutely knows what's coming him. He can't beat Tyson no matter what he does him. Tyson's there to die in that ring. That's the difference between him and other fighters. And you can see that in his face.
When you're from that Fury background, as far as they're concerned, they want to fight. There's nothing that will make them deviate from that game plan. They'll take whatever it is. How many fighters have you seen get put on their back, not their backside, put on their back and lay there? Because this is a fighter, you lay there thinking, oh dear.
Yeah.
Right. You're panicking, you're thinking, oh dear, shall I just let him stay and milk it?
Yeah.
No, ease up and straight back into it. Even fighters think, wow, enough props, enough respect, and that's in his DNA.
On now to Jesse Messi Lingard, who's been speaking ahead of the upcoming World Cup qualifier against Andorra tomorrow, live on TalkSport. He believes manager Gareth Southgate has the three lions on course to win trophies.
You know, we've seen what Gareth brought. We've seen, you know, his way of thinking and how he wanted, you know, the team to play. You know, we knew it'd take, you know, a little bit of time, but we was always building up, you know, towards the World Cup. And, you know, you could see in the World Cup, you know, the way we played.
It's Kieran Trippier. Oh, it's in! What a start for England!
You know, the nation got behind us, you know, that we was going in the right direction. And I think that was just a start. And obviously, you know, with the Euros making it to the final, you know, it's another huge step. You know, but for us as a team, we want to be, you know, number one in the world. And we want to win trophies. And I think the progression so far, you know, we're on track for that.
Now, it's World Mental Health Day this Sunday, and all clubs in the EFL are encouraging you to do one thing to support your own mental health. QPR winger Moses Odubajo has been speaking to TalkSport's Ian Abrahams about losing his parents at a young age and the effect it had on his mental health.
I was probably in shock for a couple of years, thinking that this was all some sort of joke, that she was going to, you know, just miraculously come back through the door. With her leaving at such a young age, it was just left. I was left with me, my two older brothers. So it was quite tough in terms of, as you know, men, we don't really like to open up about certain situations. So we didn't really deal with the elephant that was effectively in the room. You know, we kind of just batted an eyelid and got on with it. There weren't really days where we could sit around and talk about our emotions, because we were like, that's not really going to. We saw it at the time as that's not going to really change anything, and it's not going to bring no one back. But what we didn't know is that it would help us feel a lot better in ourselves, you know, and as a collective, that, you know, if we did speak about these issues, that we could understand and we could sympathise with each other, you know, and we could be more emotional, because we kind of just, like I said, just put it under the carpet and just pretend like it didn't happen. And even when people would like say, oh, I feel sorry for your loss, condolences, etc., etc., kind of become awkward, like, in a sense of, how do you know, like, you shouldn't be saying that, and we don't really know how to feel because we weren't used to receiving stuff like that.
You just said before, and you rightly said before, that men aren't very good at talking about this. And have you ever been with teammates and you thought, I need to kind of just sit next to him and maybe say, you need to have a chat with either me or with somebody else, because you've noticed that moment?
Yeah, you know what, as one of the older ones in the dressing room now, I can't believe I'm saying that. Some of the younger boys, you know, I kind of now take it upon myself to try and be that senior player who makes them feel all right to be able to speak about what happened last night, or how they're feeling on the pitch, or how X, Y, what's going on, you know, and just kind of like a bigger, like an older brother type role. And even if they don't open up, I still feel like it's nice for me to say that, so that they know that they have a safe haven in terms of when they do get to a point, they can come and say, Mo, can we have a chat? And no, I just think it's important now that should become normalised.
Now, Wales standing captain Aaron Ramsey has been speaking to the media ahead of their game with the Czech Republic, live on TalkSport 2 tonight. Rambo will lead his country in the absence of Gareth Bale, and he said it will be a special moment for his family.
Yeah, obviously, it means everything for me to play for Wales. I'm so proud to represent my country. It's been, you know, I've been as frustrated as anybody else, you know, with the amount of games that I've missed over the last few years. And yeah, now I'm just happy to be back involved. Like I said earlier, looking forward to these big two games. And obviously to captain them both, my country as well, to lead the boys out is going to be that extra bit special. So I've experienced it before. Yeah, I loved every minute of it. So I'm sure it'll be a very proud moment again for me and my family.
High ball forward to Ramsey, who brings the ball down, and Ramsey scores! Aaron Ramsey with a crucial goal for Wales.
That's it, gang. Thanks for listening on TalkSport, where we get your podcasts from. And don't forget to thwack that subscribe button. Tonight from 7 p.m, it's the Czech Republic against Wales. It's a World Cup qualifier. It's live on TalkSport 2. I'm back on TalkSport today at 4 p.m. on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show, alongside Dazza Bent, or as I like to call him, Darren Bent. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a lovely evening. I'm off out for a few drinks. So I wonder if tomorrow's podcast will be read with a slightly croakier voice.
Struggling. Bad night last night.
Either way, have a great evening yourself. Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.